You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
At the mic, they've been, oh, what a ride. John and Gordy spinning stories side by side. Coffee cups steaming, early mornings alight. Radio waves where the spirits thrive. Cool guests rolling in like a breeze through the door. Stories stacking up, who could ask for more?
Is radio gold.
Yeah. Oh, it's radio gold.
What do we have here?
Sheep gold.
This is Johnny Bananas and Gordy Young in the morning.
Johnny Bananas.
And Dom at the controls.
Yeah. Yes, happy Tuesday to
you. I should have picked Johnny Bananas.
Johnny Bananas is a great name. 707.
Remember, I was Johnny Grenade for a while.
You were Johnny Grenade.
How did you get that nickname?
For a weekend, we all took different names and acted like different announcers. That was a thing station-wide that we did. Wow. At Q106 when I first started working here in Madison. We just take a different personality, be that for the weekend.
That's it. Okay.
And I picked Johnny Grenade, and you pull my pin. As you can imagine, and explode.
Yeah, okay.
That was the thing that the teenagers like.
Classy. Okay.
Thank you.
We've still got some slippery roads out there this morning. Yeah. It is getting a little bit better, but not much. So watch out there. And the road crews are out. I saw a truck go by here a few minutes ago.
80 miles per hour.
Yeah.
We think it made the curve.
Well, yeah. But that one. But also, there was a salt or sand truck out there as well. So they're out there. The road crews are trying to play catch up here because we got some snow overnight, and then it froze up on all the roadways. But it is appearing to get a little bit better out there. So, but still, some extra travel
what's
time.
What's that building called across the street? It's the
Overture Center.
The Overture Center.
You may have heard of it.
No, you slipped my mind, but I was thinking that truck is on display inside the Overture Center.
He was whipping around. I don't know how he made the curve there. It was crazy.
Yeah, okay. That was crazy stuff. But we've been talking about how slippery the roads are. We saw some salters go by now, so the city is out there trying to take care of this thing. A little late, you guys. But now, of course, you got to think. People are walking on the sidewalks. Be careful there, too, as well.
I think they were surprised. Yeah.
All right.
Salt Cruise.
I want to get to the big story because Johnny Bananas and Gordy Young are very angry with the Democratic Party this morning.
Oh, man. They just caved.
They really did. This is just not right. You know, there are a lot of reasons why, and I have this cut from Maddow last night.
Okay.
And she lists all the reasons why this was really, really out of character. No, it isn't.
No, not really.
But it should be out of character, all right? So let's listen to what Rachel Maddow had to say.
Even when the polling last week showed that the public was blaming him and the Republicans for the ongoing shutdown disaster, less than a week ago. Show Democrats not just winning everywhere, but winning by blowout, unprecedented margins, and in every conceivable race. Less than a week after those Democratic triumphs in that election, the worst week of Donald Trump's presidency. For some reason, 8 Democratic senators decided this was the right time to give up on the Democrats' previously sturdy and unified demand that Republicans needed to fix the disaster they just created for the American people in health insurance and in health insurance costs. They just decided to give up without any visible concessions from the Republicans at all.
Unbelievable.
And that's the kind of behavior you might expect from a party that was at a low ebb. Not to mention the fact that Americans urging Democrats to fight harder. Americans urging Democrats to stand up and take an even tougher stance against Trump and the Republicans. Americans just held one of the biggest protests in American history, bolstering the Democrats in this fight, telling them to fight harder, to not give in. The polls and the polling showed they were finally winning both the argument and the elections to prove it. And so, eight Democratic senators decided to cave in exchange for nothing, with Democrats winning nothing for having done it.
Yeah. I mean, that is just...
That pretty well sums it up.
That's the whole story right there.
Give up for no reason.
Man, you can't wrap your head around how horrible the decision that was. And the thing is, you know, Schumer said, oh, I didn't vote for it. You know what? You have control. You're the leader in the Senate.
Leader. Come on, man. Jeez.
Wow.
Okay.
That was the dumbest thing you could have ever imagined. Anyway, it happened. And under Schumer's watch, they allowed a provision to go into supposedly these clean CR to allow people like Ted Cruz to file lawsuits for money over Jack Smith's J6 investigation.
What?
That's right. This amazed even, you know, the Senate leadership. John Thune secured a provision in the clean funding bill to let senators sue for seizure of phone records related to the fake electors.
Perfect.
And Ron Johnson is great. One of those senators.
Yeah.
So that is why that was morning. Included in there.
Yeah.
So I, Hakeem, you better not damn well fold.
Well,
the reaction is outrageous. I think Democrats are just like just hyperventilating at this point. What the hell is happening?
Mm-hmm. Let's go to the phones and see what Joe has for us this morning. Good morning, Joe. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to say we need to be careful about saying the Democrats, because most of the Democrats did not vote for this. It really was seven Democrats and the independent Mr. King who caucuses with the Dems. I think one of the things that this brings up is that Chuck Schumer is not competent and needs to go. And you can do that. You can get rid of him. You can vote him out. And this is where the pressure needs to be, is to call, because certainly what you hear is absolute fury on the part of other Dems within that caucus.
Yes.
So we need to start making the phone calls and say, bye-bye, Chuck. You're not the man of the moment. We're going to find someone else. And we have the example, two examples. First off, plenty of times within the Republican caucus where they went through one leader after another, because they couldn't get them to do what they wanted. And I would point out the example of, you know, probably she's being touted as one of the great speakers ever of the House, and that's Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah.
And she had this adage. It was, you do not go onto the floor until you have the votes. And she was always, as they said, counting the votes, meaning if somebody was straying, you couldn't get a majority of what you wanted out of your, or, you know, full accordance out of your caucus. You know, there are ways to pressure. You are the minority leader all the way from, you know, room assignments to what you support. There are ways to pressure, and Nancy always counted the votes. I don't know what was wrong with Chuck Schumer. He had to have known that they were not going to be voting. If he didn't count the votes, he's a complete idiot. And if he did count the votes and still went ahead, he's a complete idiot.
Yeah.
Time to say goodbye, right?
Oh, it really is. Yeah.
Thank you, Joe.
Yeah, thanks for that. The thing is, it's like herding cats. You really can't, you know, tell the Democrats what to do or get on the same page.
Mm.
That's the problem with the Democrats. They don't normally get on the same page, but you can at least threaten them with different assignments or taking them off committees, so-and-so. I mean, that's what Schumer could have done to prevent any of this from happening, because it's a bad look.
God. Bad.
All right, let's go to Mark now on the phone.
Good morning, Mark.
Yeah, I'm mad enough about the Democrats caving, but I'm equally mad, maybe more mad, about the fact that on the whole fake electors thing, that they have the right to sue over, they want to cover up the crimes they committed. They committed treason against their oaths to the Constitution of the United States.
Yes.
I mean, they're supposed to actually count the votes. 14th Amendment says, you know, that we are entitled to have our votes counted and recognized. And what they tried to do is simply treason. I mean, that I guess it's not treason. It's a betrayal of their oath, because treason has a very specific definition under the Constitution. But they betrayed their oath.
Yeah, they did.
To the Constitution. They betrayed all of us, each and every one of us, and the members of their staff as well. That Ron Johnson's staff members are apparently actively involved in this. Not in this. I'm slapping my FCC filter on there. It is just so enraging that these guys, they continue to get away with it. And the reason they're getting this money is because they know they are guilty, and they don't want us to know how guilty they actually were.
You know, I'm almost surprised that they would do something like this, because Jack Smith might have stuff on him, and it'll come out in court.
Because all this stuff will... We should know the name of each and everyone that was involved in this stuff, because if you're involved in a crime, I mean, if you're the driver of a car for a bank robbery, even if you don't know that the guys are actually robbing the bank, you're still held accountable for that bank robbery.
Right.
I mean, and these guys tried to rob us of our votes, of our votes being recognized. And let's remember the Wisconsin representatives did not vote to certify the election back in 2020 in violation of betraying the people of the state of Wisconsin, because when Trump got elected this time, the Democrats went along with the vote. They certified the election. Well, their duty was to certify the election. They didn't do it. Each and every one of them should just be pelted with rotten eggs when they go into a restaurant and never get a meal served to them that hasn't been spit in.
Now that's a good idea. Let's hope that there are a number of people listening, serving up these individuals at a restaurant in the not too distant future. The thing is, we don't know what's happening in Wisconsin. AG Josh Call hasn't really, kept us updated on the investigation into the fake electors.
Yeah.
Remember, they just passed along the fake electors list like it was just the original list. They didn't put a caveat saying if the other electors aren't accepted and it's challenged in court, they could have done something, but they didn't do it. They just tried to deceptively pass this along and to Mike Pence, and Pence turned it down.
Right.
But those phone records are really important. And if you are investigating the J6 debacle, then this is something you would definitely be looking into. And I think he had every legal responsibility to check the phone records out.
Absolutely.
Why not?
Yeah.
And it's not like they're looking at the personal records. They're just looking at times that people called and trying to coordinate it at that same time. So, I mean, that's really what the whole thing is about. I mean, getting back to being frustrated with the Democrats, I know we're blaming all the Democrats, but sometimes, they deserve to be blamed. Every one of them for not pressuring their friends to do the exact same thing or do something that's right. Stick to your guns on this stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, Trump took Biden's booming economy. We were the envy of the world.
Yeah.
He's crashing it. He took away health care from the American public. I can't stomach that. We're going to get into health care in just a moment. SNAP benefits, which, they're sticking their guns to. They don't want to give those SNAP benefits to anybody.
Uh-uh.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes, it is.
And then, of course, they're enriching the billionaires. They're destroying all relationships with our allies around the world.
Yeah. And the list goes on.
And then we give in.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And he tore down the East Wing, too.
Oh, yeah.
And the ballroom.
Destroyed the White House, right?
Okay. It is 7:19. We're coming back with more of John and Gordy for this very slippery Tuesday morning right here on WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
When we score, I do the Pacarena. Packer fans do it from Janesville to Nina. We all want more. Another Pack score in 96. He's Reggie White we vote for.
Bar doesn't touch on and he does the Pacarena. Reggie White sacks the quarterback. He does the Pacarena. Robert Bruchel's in the stands and he does the Pacarena. Great Bay Pacarena.
I have no idea how to do this. This is Johnny Bananas and Gordy Young in the morning.
And we're playing the Pacarena because we're bringing The Godfather of Green Bay, this great movie starring Pete Schwabe, to the Atwood Music Hall. It's happening Thursday, December 4th at 7 p.m., brought to you by Downdrin's Distilling and WMDX. And there'll be a film screening there, and director and star Pete Schwabe will be there on hand to answer some questions about the movie and talk about it a little bit. We'll be there. And it's celebrating its 20th anniversary. So we're bringing it to the big screen again here in Madison at the Atwood Music Hall, Thursday, December 4th at 7 p.m. You can find tickets at the Atwood Music Hall site or just go to WMDXradio.com for more information. Okay.
That's all before, you know, Pete Schwabe became legendary doing his nightlight show.
So, yeah.
We're filling in Thursday and Friday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's taking a little time off this week. He's getting ready for the
I remember his email saying, Christmas. You know, I was it was brought to my attention that I have to really, I have all these days off that I can take.
Like 2 weeks of vacation at least.
The thing
maybe
is, when
3 weeks,
when you're
know.
In radio, you just forget about it. You don't think about taking days off.
Right.
All right. Well, we're going to do that. I know Johnny Gordy or Johnny Bananas will be.
Johnny Bananas. Can't get over that.
I just love that.
I feel like I need a different back, a different last name.
Yeah, wouldn't it be fun?
Gordy, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Gordy Apple?
No,
it just doesn't matter.
I don't know. Doesn't have the same ring as Bananas, you know.
I know.
That's really cool.
Yeah, Johnny Bananas.
I'll think about that. Okay, something to ponder.
All right, well, let's talk about healthcare. Ron Johnson's out there again.
This is
like, deja vu all over again. He's pushing the failed high-risk pools again. This is just so outrageous, so ridiculous when you think about it. High-risk pools, that's where everybody who had a pre-existing condition, they would go into high-risk pools. Pools. They didn't work back then. Yeah. They were very expensive. Most people who had these pre-existing conditions and were put into these high-risk pools couldn't afford the premiums. And the premiums were supplemented by taxing the insurance companies, who then raised everybody else's rate.
Didn't really work out well.
And then the taxpayers out of the general fund for the state had to pitch in as well.
Yeah.
So it's really not a bargain, you realize. It's just a shell game. And he wants to go back to that weird system of high-risk pools while the insurance companies get to only insure healthy people. Mm. Wow, what a deal, huh?
Yeah, it's
if you could,
perfect.
If you can swing that, if you have a senator who backs something as idiotic as that. Well, here's Ron Johnson interviewing Wisconsin's own Shayna Verstegen. Now, she was just a person who had the ACA as a business owner and personally, and she was telling her story. Let's listen.
All right. The problem is the premium, the gross premium, and that is being, and we'll talk about this later with our other witnesses, that's Obamacare's faulty design. The fact that it forced all of the individuals like you in these individual policies to bear the full cost of covering people with pre-existing conditions. Prior to Obamacare in Wisconsin, we had something called a high-risk pool. It worked great.
No.
But Obamacare did away with those and put that full cost of covering people, pre-existing conditions, on the backs of people like you.
But I do know that the Affordable Care Act is the only option for coverage for my family. It's the only option for coverage for Huntington's disease families, for entrepreneurs. And I would really hope that lawmakers would work together to help rein in this corporate spending to help bring that down. And quite honestly, yes, the premiums are going up, but so is my gas, so is my electricity, so are my grocery prices. And I don't feel like the answer to this is to increase our premiums more. I know you said this is Democrat-sponsored, but Republicans and everybody have the power to pass this extended premium tax credit so our bills don't go up even more. I'm not here to fix this today, but please help us for 2026.
The reason you can't afford it is because Obamacare made premiums skyrocket. So again, it doesn't make any sense to throw hundreds of billions of dollars to hide and mask. It's the faulty design. But then I'll turn it over
respectfully,
to
Senator, if I had tested positive for Huntington's disease, what would my option have been then?
Again,
I wouldn't have had an option.
So what we would have done is high-risk pools, we would have had guaranteed issue within those. The cost would have been spread over everybody, That's what it was originally.
My friends who tested positive were not able to afford
a plan.
Had a small
percentage onto their insurance, and it paid for the high-risk pools. It worked marvelously, but Obamacare...
Didn't. There she goes. She's sticking to it. It didn't work. It didn't work back then. It won't work again. And he is sticking to his guns on this. It's just ridiculous, too. When you think about the fact that these people will be in high-risk pools, it segregates you from everybody else. And it's really, again, very expensive. Now, do we have time for this? Yeah, I think so. Ron Johnson said this way back in 2013. Listen to this. It's a privilege to have health care. It is cut 40. We're running out of time. We ran out of time. We'll continue this discussion after our break. Because you have to hear what he said about getting health care. It's a privilege. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, our privileged politicians who get their free health care who are keeping it from us.
They are privileged, aren't they?
And this is the admission that he made to a student at a college discussion.
Yeah, they get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you
whether they're working or whether the government's shut down, they continue to get their health coverage. Yeah,
stay tuned for this.
Okay.
All right.
It is 7:29. Taking your phone calls at 608-879-8255. You can also call us or you can text us, I should say, and voice notice on the Civic Media app, free to download, free to use. Coming right back with John and Gordy.
Yeah, the Salters are out now, so the roads should be getting a little bit better, the sidewalks as well. This is Johnny Bananas and Gordy Hammer. That's a nickname Hammer? Brought up by John Murray. Thank you very much. That's his new name.
All right.
And Dom.
Now, Dom, you need a new last name.
People call me the Italian Stallion, but that just doesn't make
oh, God.
I don't know if I really like that.
No, I wouldn't.
I'm not going to stick with that.
Probably not repeat that either. interesting, though. All right.
It is 7:35. Hey, you can win your dinner from WMDX and Sugar River Pizza. It's easy to do. We give away a $50 gift card once a week. How do you enter? Just go to WMDXradio.com. And go to the carousel at the top of the page. Look for the Sugar River Pizza logo and WMDX and click on that. You'll see all the information you need to click to enter and win your dinner from Sugar River Pizza. Again, it's a $50 gift card. We give away one per week. Then we toss out all the entries and start all over again. So enter today, WMDXradio.com.
All right. We're going to get back to Ron Johnson. Pushing those high-risk pools, very bad idea. A Wisconsin native, Sheena Verstegen, disproved everything he tried to make a point of. that's not going well for him. So I have a comment from him from 2013. We'll get to that in just a moment. I do want to get to Charles, who's been on the line for quite a while here. Charles, what do you got for us today?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Yeah, for fills up to Ron Johnson, I'd just be screwed. I had a double lung transplant. Mm. Nobody would touch me with a 10-foot pole.
Yes, yes.
Right.
You know what? There was a lifetime cap before the ACA. So if you had that and you exceeded $1 million, that would have been it. They would have cut you off. No more health care, and no other insurance company would take you up either. So,
yeah, we're talking about over $1 million surgery.
Yeah,
and then that doesn't even include the aftercare.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right.
Yep. Wow. Yeah, lifetime limits and annual dollar amounts. So that's the way it was way back when. Thanks, Charles. Appreciate it. Of course, we're not of the privileged class. This is a comment from 2013, Ron Johnson responding to a student who asked. Let's listen to this.
Do you personally consider healthcare as a privilege or a right?
I think it's probably more of a privilege. Do you consider food a right?
Wow.
Do you consider clothing a right? Do you consider shelter a right? What we have is rights.
is life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Past that point, you know, we have the right to freedom. Mm-hmm. Past that point, everything else is a limited resource that we have to use our opportunities given to us so that we can afford those things. So the minute you consider healthcare a right, mm-hmm. well, who's going to satisfy that right?
Doctors?
And those people that have the skill to satisfy that right, what does that make them if they're forced to provide you with that
they're not forced.
Rightful product or service?
They're not forced.
I think it's obviously a privilege to have food and shelter.
See, I mean, you can poke holes in everything you said there. Life, liberty, well, life is the part with health care.
Right. Something to do with
yeah,
life.
Yeah, a lot to do with it.
Yeah.
So it's just, he doesn't make any sense at all. He never has. Mm. By the way, that's the line he came up with when he was running for Senate. Mm. So, yeah. The thing is, the easy argument against Ron Johnson would be, remember, Ron Johnson, we had 48 million uninsured people in the U.S. before the Affordable Care Act,
mm-hmm.
okay? 48 million. Explain to us why we had 48 million people uninsured at that time.
Yeah.
Just explain it to us.
Yeah.
Tell us why. Was it the high-risk pools not being successful? What is it, Ron? By the way, now we have 26 million Americans who are uninsured. So from 48 to 26 million, that's a pretty successful rate right there.
Yeah.
Now, talking about the 26 million Americans who remain uninsured, a lot of them, almost 40% of them, would qualify for Medicaid. Expanded Medicaid, which some states refuse to do, like Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Other states have, even red states have expanded Medicaid. So of these 26 million who don't have insurance, they would still qualify for Medicaid if they knew, if they were told to go out and apply for it.
Mm.
Or, yeah. you know, if their state didn't have the expanded Medicaid, then they're completely out of luck.
Yeah.
So,
well, now that the shutdown is almost over, you know, I'm sure they'll take this up again in January, the ACA. So everything's going to work out just fine.
Gordy, I completely forgot they made a promise that they would get to us. Yes.
Yeah. It's
well,
nothing,
kind of. No, well,
nothing
kind
in writing,
of a tepid
really.
Promise.
Nothing really that anybody signed on to. They just said, yeah, we're going to talk about it in January.
That's right.
We'll have a big meeting.
Well, you know, Mike Johnson isn't even committing to that. So,
really?
Yeah, why don't
what
we
do
listen,
you have to say?
Listen to Mike here. Okay. This is Cut 60.
We'd like to bring back to the table because that will actually solve the problem and not just subsidize insurance companies.
So you're not committing to bringing up a bill that deals with the Obamacare subsidies before they expire?
I'm not committing to it or not committing to it.
Well,
I'm not committing to it or I'm not committing
to it. Okay, well, I think that's,
that clears
just
that
fine,
up.
You know?
Yeah.
God, do you need to be slapped in the face in order to know that they're not going to negotiate the ACA tax credits? They're not do it. They would have done it. They would have backed down by now if they were thinking about doing it. And all we had to do was just keep the shutdown going. In fact, I hope that's what happens in the House. They keep the shutdown going. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the celebration that we're going to finally, you know, end the shutdown, forget it.
Mm-hmm. Let's go back to the phones. Troy is on the line.
Yes, Troy.
Question or a comment. Good morning, Troy.
From you.
Hello, Johnny Bananas and Gordy Grapefruit and Dominic Grape Date.
Gordy Grapefruit. I like that. Yeah. Let's stay in the fruit genre.
Okay.
Exactly. And like Dominic you. Date.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Date.
Is it? Okay. Since we're on this, isn't food part of life also?
Yes.
You know, he asked, is food a right? Yes.
Yes.
Food is a right.
Yeah.
You know, you want people just starving to death all over the place?
You're right. You are
good
so right.
Point.
I know, and that's why they're not funding SNAP. They don't think food is a right.
No.
That's another privilege that we have to look at. Yeah.
Yes, yes. Us rich folks get to eat, and you poor people,
right.
The heck with you.
Yeah, you're on your own. Yeah.
Well, thanks for that, Troy.
Thanks, Troy.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, appreciate that.
Gordy Grape.
Gordy Grapefruit.
Grapefruit.
What did he call you, Dominic?
Dominic Date.
Date.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I've never had a date in my
life. I like the alliteration.
What do you mean you've never had a date?
I've never had a date, like the fruit. I've never had that.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
They're good. Kind of. Not really. Lynn says, he said food is a right. So who satisfies your hunger? Farmers who are limited resources, who expect to at least get paid for the food. Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
And Lynn...
But the thing is, he acts like doctors wouldn't perform their duties unless they were compensated.
Right.
I mean, they go into the profession not because of that, but, you know, they need high pay simply because they have to pay for their education, which is outrageous. Other countries, by the way, that have a single payer or universal coverage plan, they pay for their doctors' education. And that takes care of the fact that when they get out and form their practice, they don't have to charge high prices because they don't have loans to pay off. That's the solution to that part of the problem. All right. Now, we're talking about SNAP here. We've heard that SNAP was so overused, it was abuse and fraud, right? Under Biden.
Right.
Well, that's not true. Absolutely not true. I looked at a chart last night. I was just stunned by this. The number of people receiving SNAP benefits under Biden was, get this, the same as Trump in 2018.
Oh, really?
So they both reached this certain level, this high level of SNAP, you know, both of them.
Yeah.
So it's not like Biden gave away the store. So anyway, it's so that talking point has been completely disproved. Now, I heard Maggie talking about this yesterday. I thought she was going to get to this, but I think the COVID pandemic created the high SNAP rate simply because, you know, they gave away more of the benefits in order to cut poverty in half. So they increased the SNAP program, and they increased the insurance program and the deductibles, and they gave, you know, families a better chance at living a better life, even in the COVID pandemic time when, you know, businesses were closed and people weren't working.
Right.
So I think that raised it up a little bit, but the chart is very clear. By the way, when did it really go up? It went up after, get this, it was a Republican cause. Great Recession. The Great Recession caused SNAP rates to go right through the roof, and it's been coming down ever since. Wow. So it's not Biden, it's not Obama. It was technically the Great Recession, free market system that crashed Wall Street globally. All right, so that's why SNAP was so high up on the list of funding. All right.
Well, and that's one of the reasons the Democrats that signed on to the bill that the Senate just passed last night, they said, well, we got to take care of the SNAP benefit. You know, Republicans were holding that hostage, basically, SNAP payments, you know, with the shutdown of the government. No, we're not paying anything. Yeah, so that's another thing. I mean, but again, Democrats just caved.
They did.
Frustrating.
I know, it is frustrating. Here's something that we kind of warned everybody about, changing the subject into what's happening with the ICE agents out there, the masked ICE agents.
Yeah, what's going on with them lately?
It turns out, and we warned everybody about this, Wired magazine is reporting that the FBI has issued the Trump administration has issued a nationwide bulletin warning of criminals posing as ICE officers to commit robberies, kidnappings, and sexual assaults.
Well, who would have saw this coming?
Yeah,
huh?
Wow, I wish we had come up with it more often on the show. The agency urged law enforcement to identify themselves clearly and cooperate with civilians who request verification. The warning cited incidents across New York, Florida, and North Carolina, including cases where impersonators used fake badges, cloned vehicle markings, or demanded sexual favors under threat of deportation.
Wow. Okay. So this is the FBI, Trump's FBI.
Yes. Warning
the ICE agents.
Yes.
To identify themselves.
That's why we
basically
don't have masked yes, police right. in this country.
Exactly.
And
wow.
This was an easy one to foretell. I mean, anybody could have predicted this happening.
Hmm.
But really, I mean, you know, these ICE agents or these criminals now demanding sexual favors under threat of deportation
yeah.
is, well, creating a whole new...
yeah, whole new angle on yeah. this. Yeah. All right. It is 7:48. When we come back, we'll wrap things up and look ahead to tomorrow and beyond on John and Gordy, WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
WMDX 92.7. It's John and Gordy in the morning, along with Dom.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, the icers are out there. I mean, they're really cruising around on the sidewalks and
yeah, it was really
highways and byways.
It was really slippery earlier this yeah. morning. A couple of hours ago, there was ice on almost all the roads.
Every road
around Madison. Yeah. Now the street crews have been out there taking care of things. It's not as bad as it
okay.
was.
Well, I take it
ago,
back. But, when I laid okay. into the city, but no, they were just, you know, they were in the back.
They were surprised.
They were, you know, kicking around the table.
Should we go out or not? What do you want to do? I don't know. What do you want to do?
Well, I don't know. I got up this early just to sit here and talk about it. And we're going to go out and do it.
Yeah.
So there we
yeah.
go.
Yeah. Okay. hey, we have a new poll question up on our WMDX Radio website.
Yes.
You can go to WMDXradio.com and check it out. Here's the question, John. It's a kind of a long one, so you know, sit tight.
Could you just read the last line of the damn question? We don't need a buildup on this thing.
No, I got to read the whole thing. It's a legal thing.
Okay, well, I'll take a break.
Go out and have a smoke. Okay. It's holiday season in Madison and surrounding areas, little cities, towns. You got a little holiday music there, Dom? It's holiday season in Madison and surrounding areas, little cities, towns, and villages full of light displays, bratwursts and mittens, and subtle suburban shade. Deck the poles with local flavor.
Can we just
Here's
get
your
to the-
seasonal question. How do folks outside Madison describe the city during the holidays? Get that? How do folks... outside Madison.
Oh, did you ask the question?
Describe the city during the holidays. These are people outside of Madison. How they is it festive and woke? That's at 11%.
Okay.
Wholesome but impossible to park in, 22%.
Okay.
A Hallmark movie with zoning issues. I like that.
See, I voted for that
44%. Yeah. And somewhere between charming and chaotic. That's at 22%. Again, go to WMDXradio.com.
All good
Check
choices.
Check out the poll.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. All negative.
So, you know, trying to get you in the holiday spirit, you know?
Yes.
You putting up holiday decorations this year?
No. Some.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
Are you really?
Well, some.
Okay.
You know, for one Christmas, we had a talking Christmas tree, you know, motion sensing.
Right. I love those.
Did you? Yeah, I know everybody had those for a while.
Yeah.
We still have ours and it still works.
Wow.
And it's just fun as hell, you know,
yeah.
for a while.
You know, then it gets annoying.
Off, it even goes off when the dog walks by, and that,
that know, freaks the dog
then
out.
Then we stopped using it, and now we just get a little tiny Christmas tree we put on a tabletop and
that's nice.
Hang our superhero ornaments up.
Yeah, that's good. Superhero ornaments.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're Marvel people.
I know you are.
And some DC, you know, Superman and Batman.
Okay.
Mostly Batman.
Yeah.
If you want to know. You want to go through my ornament collection?
Yeah, what else do you have? Are those Hallmark ornaments? Or
some are actually Hallmark, yeah.
Yep.
All right, let's play Cut 56. Again, you know, what happened in the Senate is an embarrassment to the Democrats. You know, they gave in. They had all this momentum, and they just gave in and got nothing for it. But
yeah,
the question
back
is,
to the House.
Senator Ron Wyden warned us in this video, this is the audio to it, this video where he said, hey, they're trying to slip through a nationwide abortion ban. Let's listen.
Hey, everybody. Ron Wyden here with some unfortunate news about some dangerous developments here in the United States Senate. Senate Republicans are pushing hard to get into the government funding bill, a backdoor nationwide abortion ban. I'm fighting it with everything I've got. It would be devastating to Oregon and women across the country. We're going to pull out all the stops to block it.
There you go.
Wow. Okay. And I had not heard that.
Well, I don't know if they pulled all the stops to block it. Mm. We didn't hear about much resistance at all. So,
well, again, the bill has to go over to the House now. Again, yeah. And then Hakeem Jeffries says he's not supporting it. So we'll see how long that lasts.
Well, it's kind of a backdoor abortion ban. What they do is they prevent funding almost across the board in any way, shape, or form that you could fund abortions.
Wow.
So that is what might still be in the bill. We don't know, of course. And maybe the Democrats forgot about the slipped-through abortion ban. I don't know. No one talks about it. All right.
Okay.
And by the way, this is something I want to warn everybody about. It's the internet erupting over the spectacularly dumb mortgage idea from Trump, who proposed putting in a 50-year mortgage for homebuyers. Now, this is really an old idea, even when I was in real estate in the early 2000s.
50-year mortgage?
This came up as a possibility. If you have a 50-year mortgage, you're paying a lot of interest. Here's the example that one person gave. A $400,000 house at 6% will end up costing $863,000 on a 30-year mortgage. That's a 30-year mortgage. Yeah, all that interest makes that home twice the price. Oh, but how about a 50-year? Yeah. The house will end up costing $1,038,000. $1.3 million. Okay, $1.3 million. So what we're looking at here is a real escalation in the cost of that home. The saving grace, of course, is that most people, you know, a 30-year mortgage, a 50-year mortgage, a 20-year or 15, you don't really normally, you know, pay all of it. You usually move, buy another house, or refinance.
Yeah.
So it's always different. You really don't stick with a 50-year.
Oh, okay.
But if they did, you'd be paying three times as much for your house.
Okay. Hey, we got to wrap things up and move on out. Stephanie Miller is next tomorrow on the show. Mike McCabe will join us because he does that every Wednesday. And we'll check in with Judy Davidoff. It's been a while since we found out what's happening at Isthmus.
In the latest Isthmus,
yeah. And that's going to do it for us.
All right, Gordy,
Grapefruit.
Johnny Bananas.
And Dominic Date.
I got to change that up. I'm...
Okay. Hey, we hope you have a great day.
Yeah.
So long.
Take care.
As we were saying,
let the sun shine.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.